Okay, I had to interrupt myself with an audio-only little special alert here. So I apologize, this is audio-only, but it broke late at night. And this is huge news. So the banking system in the United States is so desperate that the regulators are going to limit withdrawals in order to stop bank runs. And this is what the regulators have decided is the best path, and they're blaming the bank runs, like for example on SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, they're blaming the bank runs on customer behavior. That's the phrase, customer behavior. That, oh, if these people hadn't just taken all their money out, everything would be fine. You see, I joked about this, I don't know, a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I said, yeah, the banks are safe as long as you never need your money out, which means they're not safe at all. But I want to play for you 30 seconds from, I think, a very interesting individual, Stephen Van Meter, who is, he's got a YouTube channel called Stephen Van Meter. And he's got some really good technical analysis of what's going on in the markets. And I still don't know, I don't know why he has this picture of a, looks like a European castle in the background. I don't know, maybe they're raiding the castle walls or something. But anyway, check this out from Stephen Van Meter. It's just 30 seconds where he is talking about exactly this point. Here we go.
They're going to limit withdrawals. I'm your host, Steve Van Meter, and thanks for joining me today. In our lead story today, we're hearing news from the highest level of government that new rules and regulations are coming down the pipe for the banking industry as the government looks to take control of your money by limiting how you access it in the name of preventing bank runs. We're going to take a look at what some of these proposals are and how they're specifically designed to limit how you access your money.
All right, that's there's more, obviously, if you go watch Stephen Van Meter's channel. But I'll describe a little more here. Just as a side comment, though, this guy's awesome. I just keep wanting to hear him say, Bueller, Bueller, Bueller. Now, those of you my age, you would get the reference to Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where we have the economics school teacher in the movie. Remember him? Who's an actual economist, by the way, saying something like, and Ronald Reagan's economic advisor referred to blank economics. Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Remember that? Funniest line from the movies in the 1980s about economics right there. But Stephen Van Meter could pull that off. Let's see if we can get him to record Bueller. Bueller. That would be awesome. And by the way, I'm not teasing the guy. This is a very friendly fan tease, kind of like the way I teased, Dan Gulka. I teased Dan one time. I said, yeah, this guy, he's in the most beautiful places in California talking about the most doom and gloom economic news ever. It's like, check out this amazing seashore, and it's all going to fall apart next week, you know? So these are gentle ribbings from fans. Because all these guys actually are very smart individuals, and they're all saying things that make a lot of sense, including Stephen Van Meter. All right, but what Stephen Van Meter is referring to here is absolutely true. And we're getting this from several different angles and some hints being dropped in the news. The bottom line is the bank runs are being blamed on the consumers or the customers, not on government policies. Even though it's government policies that engage in the mass money printing and, of course, the reckless interest rate sudden changes, the whiplash effects caused by the Federal Reserve altering the interbank lending rates. And now, especially raising rates, even after all these banks had bought long-term either mortgage-backed securities or treasuries with extremely low yields, you know, like 10-year bonds with a 1.56% rate of return. But first of all, who would do that? Who would even buy that? But they did. They needed a place to stash some cash. And so they locked in all kinds of losses the moment the Federal Reserve decided to raise rates, or let's say over a period of time, over the last, how long has it been since the Fed's been really raising rates? Like 2 years now, or what is it? 18 months, 2 years, something like that. A lot of rate raises, and we're at 5% now. and maybe another rate increase coming in early May. We'll see. But you notice the Fed never takes blame. The Treasury never takes any blame. It's Janet Yellen. It's not our fault. It's never our fault. The banks are safe. Trust us. Right? Yeah. The banks are just as safe as the vaccines. So keep taking your shots and don't take your money out of the bank. Right? But they're getting so desperate that they're going to have to limit withdrawals. So this is what they're going to say. In order to secure your money, you can't have it. Certainly not all at once. So you know how on crypto exchanges, have you done any crypto stuff? On crypto exchanges, because you know I've done a little bit of this. You know, I bought some privacy coins and used them to purchase VPN services and things like that. There's a daily limit of how much you can transfer, right? Or even in your bank, there's a daily limit. And you should be using your bank to, let's say, transfer money between banks. You should set that up. You should get that going. Make sure you have a method to do that. There's a daily wire limit at most banks, right? There's a daily transfer limit. There's a daily cash withdrawal limit at ATMs, right? For a lot of people, that daily limit might be $500 or $700 or maybe $1,000. But it's not that much. The point is that the banks are going to start limiting withdrawals so that people can't take all their money out. To the point where, let's say that you hear that a bank is about to go under, and let's say that you're a business and you have, I don't know, $1 million in the bank. And you say, oh my goodness, I just heard this bank's going under. I better get that $1 million out. So you try to do a wire transfer out of that bank, $1 million, into another bank that you think is safer. Or let's say you even try to buy $1 million worth of treasuries, or $1 million worth of gold, which is probably very smart right now, but whatever, you're trying to get the $1 million out of the bank and into something else. That bank soon will say, sorry, your daily limit is only $25,000. You're like, what? So what do you mean? It's going to take me 40 working days to transfer this $1 million out of here? Like, yeah, 40 business days. And you're like, well, by that time, the financial system will have collapsed. I mean, what am I going to do? Well, and you could just pray for a bailout, you know? But this is what they're going to do. They're going to limit withdrawals. And you realize what this is going to do to businesses? I mean, even my own business, I'm writing checks to vendors for, you know, a couple $100,000 at a time. That's not unusual. What, am I going to have to start breaking those up into 10 payments or something? How are we going to get raw materials? How are we going to get food to package and test and sell to you? How are we going to get raw materials for supplements or all the other things that we sell at healthrangerstore.com? How are we going to get those materials if we can't write checks for more than, let's say, $25,000? Maybe it's $25,000 a day. So what, I got to spread them out over 10 days to get $250,000 worth of raw food materials in? That's going to be a nightmare. You know what that's going to do to the supply chain? But this is what the regulators are considering doing. And this is what has been done historically right before every total financial collapse. Even in the history of Europe, when a kingdom was about to collapse and everybody was looting the treasury and getting their gold out and loading it up on wagons and trying to get out of Dodge, what would they do? Oh, they would have limits on the expatriation of money out of the country. So they would have the king's border guards. You know, you couldn't take gold out. That would be a criminal offense. Or you couldn't take assets out of the country. Or the coinage of the realm, whatever that may be, even as it is collapsing. So this is something that has been done throughout history, and it looks like it's going to be done again. Why? Again, mass desperation on the part of the banking system. And so if you have any sizable amount of money, let's say anything over $25,000, you might want to look into like how to move, how to spread it around and how to get things out of the bank before this surprise rule kicks in. Cause you know, it's going to be a surprise, you know, like Gomer Pyle, surprise, surprise, surprise. Back in the 1960s. Yes, I am now revealing my age. If you know who Gomer Pyle is, you know what that means. But they're not going to pre-announce this, obviously, this policy, because that would cause instant bank runs everywhere. So they're going to initiate this as a surprise. Like, surprise, it's Monday morning. You can't get your money out everywhere. And everybody in the country is like, what? What? What do you mean you can't get your money? Well, it's, you know, to protect you. You're protecting me by limiting my ability to move my assets? And they're like, well, technically, it's not your assets. You know, it's the bank's assets. When you deposit in the bank owes you, and you become a creditor of the bank. And basically, what you think is an account balance is an IOU from the bank. You're like, what? When did this happen? Oh, last night, late night, Janet Yellen signed the documents. You know, 11:59 p.m. on a Sunday evening. something along those lines. Yeah, that day's coming, folks. So it might not be that your money vanishes. Oh, your money's all still there now. You just can't get to it. And meanwhile, the money's losing value every day because, of course, the government and the Fed will keep printing money in order to bail out everything in sight. And so as they print money, your money's losing value about 2% per month right now in terms of purchasing power in the dollar. 2% per month is vanishing while you can't get your money out because they're keeping it safe. So now you realize that the banking system has no interest in serving the customers, no interest in helping you in any way whatsoever. They only serve the globalists, the government, which answers to the globalists, and they serve themselves. And of course, they also have an agenda to move into central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Now, how might this work? Oh, it's very simple. You wake up Monday morning, oh, your account's all frozen. Hey, welcome to Monday. And you're like, what? And they say, well, guess what? Now, you can get your money out, but you got to consent to this digital wallet system. Now, we're just rolling out today by coincidence. Right? Oh, you want your money? Yeah. Join the Mark of the Beast system. Then you can get your money, you see. You can get your money. Now, you just have to submit to the retinal scan and the thumbprint scan and the embedded microchip and everything else and violating all your privacy. Now you have a digital wallet that they can surveil. You have no more privacy whatsoever. And the digital wallet doesn't even exist in the bank, technically. It's part of the Fed. It'll be run by the Federal Reserve, maybe in conjunction with the Treasury. So now you've, in order to, quote, rescue your money out of a failing banking system, you have agreed to consent to a digital money Orwellian surveillance, you know, prison grid for your money, your failing money. And that's no better solution. It's hopping out of the frying pan and into the fire. So just remember, the government's logic on this is going to be that the bank runs are your fault for wanting your money. You are the problem. How dare you want your money? So they're going to limit you from taking your money in order to protect you from yourself, which sounds exactly like an Orwellian system. And that's their logic. Yeah, the banking system is fine as long as nobody needs their money. Now, once they do that, do you think that they'll just let the stock market function as normal? No. They will have, of course, sell limits. Like, you can buy all the stocks you want, no limit. But in order to protect the stock market from, let's say, bad actors, you know, who are bad actors? Oh, people who sell. Those are bad actors because they might organize together. They might sell together. You know, like those silver people on Reddit, they might organize. So we're going to have to limit stock selling because it's an attack on the stock market. To sell is to attack. To withdraw from a bank, it's an attack. Anybody who wants to sell might be a financial terrorist. Anybody who wants to withdraw money might be a terrorist. Who knows what they might use that money for? They might want to buy AR-15s with that money. Who knows? So what's coming is not just a limitation on withdrawals from your bank, but a limitation on your ability to sell stocks. Because they have to prop up the stock market. Have to keep it pumped up. Can't let people sell. And what's their logic on that? Well, it's obvious. The stock market is a great store of value as long as no one ever sells any shares. That's right. If everyone is only buying, it will go up for everyone. See? It's impeccable logic. How dare you seek to redeem shares? Only bad people do that. And, you know, at that point, short selling would be obsolete. There'd be no point in short selling because you couldn't sell at any price, much less earn a profit selling after, you know, after the stock drops, or I guess technically buying after the stock drops, you know, selling first and buying later. So short selling will be essentially outlawed, withdrawals from banks limited, stock sales limited, which also means that your savings for your retirement, your pension, let's say, or your own retirement, maybe you have an IRA with a bunch of stocks in it, they will limit how much you're allowed to sell in stocks, which means they're limiting how much money you're allowed to live on each month. Basically, they're saying, we, the government, are going to determine your allowance. That's right. You thought the last time you were ever going to get an allowance was when you were 15 or something. Maybe your parents gave you an allowance. Here's $5 a week, you know. Get out of my hair. Go do something. Now, it's going to be you're 65, retiring. Here's your allowed income. No matter how much you've saved, no matter how much is in the bank, no matter how many stocks you own, here's your allowance, and that's it. Now, the people who realize what's going on here will obviously get out of the banking system as much as they can, which these days seems like pretty rational advice, by the way. Get out of the banking system. And what are people getting into? Well, we've talked about this before. Physical gold and silver is one option. Some people are jumping into crypto in certain cases, although I don't encourage you to speculate in that realm. It's too risky. Gold and silver hold value. Real estate overall tends to hold value. Crypto, it's great for transactions, very mobile, but a lot of volatility still. And clearly the government is at war with crypto, so they may criminalize buying and selling crypto in the United States, for example. What would that do to the price of Bitcoin? Probably wouldn't be good. But nevertheless, some people are still choosing crypto right now, and maybe even using other coins like privacy coins and so on. And some people may even be pulling out cash, just green cash, knowing that it's losing money, but at least you have it out. Like, get a little stash of cash, a few thousand dollars for emergencies or whatever. You know, in case the ATMs all lock up, you'll still have cash, and it'll probably be recognized and accepted by other people in society, like the gal working at the grocery store, for example. But once the cash all dries up in this kind of a collapse scenario, then people are going to turn to things like, well, silver. Junk silver coins, 1 ounce silver rounds, maybe silver bars, maybe gold coins. Or other forms of barter, such as 9mm ammo, right? Or 22 long rifle. Or firearms themselves, who knows? A lot of barter items, stored food, emergency medicine, you know, iodine can be very handy. Garden seeds, right? Whatever you choose to get into, the bottom line is that once they announce that your withdrawals are limited, that means the value of your money in the bank is very limited. Now the government controls it, and you only have what you had already removed from the system before that rule went down. So are they really crazy enough to drop this rule on America? I think the answer is yes. I think they're crazy. They're desperate. The people in charge right now in Washington, D.C. are economically illiterate. They have no idea what they're doing. They have no clue. They don't have any clue about healthcare, geopolitics, you know, international diplomacy. They've got no freaking clue. And they have no clue about economics, banking, and finance. If they had a clue, we wouldn't be in this mess. If they had a clue, they wouldn't have bailed out everybody in 2008 in the subprime mortgage collapse. They would have just let the system fail where it needed to fail, and then it would have come back as a stronger, more robust system with less systemic risk in the long run. But no, they bailed it out. And so they taught the banks, hey, Who cares about risk? Just if you're going to take risks, just get big so that you take big risks. And then we'll call you a systemically important bank, and then we'll bail you out. And that's what's been going on ever since. Banks getting bigger, more consolidation, taking bigger risks, putting everything in danger, like a total wipeout scenario is now on the horizon. Because, well, the people in charge have no idea what they're doing, and they won't allow anything to fail. Even when some things need to fail, like bad ideas, bad economic policy, bad investments. If you don't allow failures in the system becomes a failure itself. That's how it works. So keep all this in mind. This is all very serious stuff now. In fact, this has gone up another red flag in my own mind, a big alert about the banking system because of this. And I'm going to have to rethink my own strategies. I did not think that they were going to limit customer withdrawals, but it seems like that's what's coming down now. So we're going to have to rethink everything at this point and figure out how to safeguard your assets. Now, if gold and silver are right for you, don't forget about our sponsor in that space, the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. Super reliable, trustworthy, discreet, highly educational, very professional. metalswithmike.com is a website where you can find them. You can check their prices live online in real time, check all their prices on all their coins, compare, and you'll see the prices are so competitive, and no, they don't pay me any affiliate fees for purchases because their prices are so good. There's no room for that. But do your own research, right? Make your own decision, get your own financial advice. I'm not your advisor, but find out if gold and silver might be right for you. If they are, check out metalswithmike.com. And if another option is better for you, such as buying a piece of real estate, do that then instead. Or if you think there's going to be a better barter item or a better store of value, get into that. But take a very hard look at what you have still left in the bank right now, because it seems like the day is coming that the banks are going to say, oh, we've been ordered by the Treasury to limit your withdrawals to X number of dollars per day. There you go. And from that point forward, you no longer own your money. And they get to decide how much you get as an allowance. That day is coming. This is all part of the collapse of the entire Western financial system. This collapse is accelerating. The wipeout will be across the board, I believe. And the bank failures that you're seeing right now, even Credit Suisse and Silicon Valley Bank, and others that are in trouble. These are just the early rumblings. This is like the little tectonic rumblings before a major earthquake. This is like an 8.5 coming on the Richter scale. But you're getting little pre-shocks here. Get ready for the big one. The big one's coming, and most people are going to get wiped out by it because they do not know this information. They do not plan ahead, and they foolishly believe in the system. The system is not your friend. The system is your enemy. The system will gut you. The system will destroy your finances. They will wipe you out financially. The banks, the governments, Treasury, Federal Reserve, they will wipe you out without blinking an eye. If you believe in the system, you are a fool and you will soon be a broke fool. So get your beliefs aligned with reality if you want to navigate your way out of this with some of your assets intact. And reality means getting into assets that hold value while the banking system collapses all around us, because that's exactly what's happening. At least that's my analysis. Those are my opinions. You can make up your own mind, but there's a lot of people getting red-pilled right now watching what's happening because the collapse is accelerating. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also Brighteon.com.